Jeff and Chad.
All right, time to put you on the spot about a new story everybody's talking about. Here's the new poll. When it comes to the governor's race, 4 out of 5 independent voters know who they're going to vote for, either Lake or Hobbs. That one independent voter, undecided. That's me. I've said it. I'm not voting for Carrie Lake. She thinks Biden lost the election, has zero evidence. She wants to end mail-in voting. She's too extreme for me as an independent. But then I look at Katie Hobbs and I go, did she just say, by the way, I'm encouraged by Biden's administration, how he's closing some of the gaps in the border wall? What a joke that is.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I don't know if I'm voting for her at all.
But she said it more like, oh, my God, I'm encouraged by all the good stuff going on down there at the border. I went down there for spring break one time, and I was awesome. Mexico.
5 independent calls right now. We're going to ask you, are you part of the 4 of 5 independents who know who you're voting for, or are you still undecided? Let's see how this breaks down. 5 random calls, independents. Here we go.
I wish you won't come on our show. Dawn in Mesa.
Dawn, who are you voting for? You're an independent.
I am not voting for either. Like, and I don't know. Like, I feel like when it comes to the actual election on election day, I'm just going to leave that box blank.
You're like me.
Yeah, that's
okay,
a lot
Dawn.
So,
thank you.
So far, blank has won. Thank you.
Blank has won.
Awesome name guy, Chad in Peoria. What's up, Chad?
How you doing?
What's happening, brother? How you doing? Right, we have special Chads. We all have special things. What's going on, brother?
Oh,
hey, who are you voting for? Which one of these Yahoos?
Carrie Lake's too far right.
Yeah,
too extreme.
No conspiracy. Yeah. Well, don't you think that the border being closed now is a conspiracy theory?
Well, I'd rather go with the border conspiracy theory than Biden lost.
You say that now? Well, Biden didn't lose. He double lost, Chad. Jeez. No, congratulations. So 1 for
Hobbs. And 1 for blank.
For Mel Blank. Fantastic. Nathan in North Phoenix.
All right. You're an independent. Who are you voting for governor?
Hey, this is what it comes down to nowadays. You're not voting for anybody. You're voting against somebody. And
right.
These days, I'm voting against Carrie Lake. Hands down.
All right. So you're going to vote for Hobbs.
Yeah. So, you're going to vote against Carrie Lake.
That's it.
But I think the whole thing is it could be anybody in that position not Carrie Lake.
Let me say this, too. There are polls. One shows Hobbs is up by 1. There's another poll shows Lake's up by like 2. I'm going to tell you, if you're Katie Hobbs, you're liking that.
And if you're Carrie Lake, you're probably liking
that. See, I don't think so.
I think so.
Maybe. I guess I'm trying to say, if you're Carrie Lake, you're out there and you're talking and you are campaigning and you're putting an effort in. Now, everything that comes out of her mouth is hot garbage, if you ask me. But Katie Hobbs isn't even.
Yeah, that's what I think. She's full of heart garbage.
So she's, as we said, she's kind of doing what Biden did to win. Less is more.
But there was a very long track record with Biden.
Right?
Tell me what you know about Hobbs.
No, it's like what Nathan just said. You're voting. Yeah. He said he's voting against Carrie Lake. Let me do this real quick. So we got 5 spot. We got 5 independent calls, independent voters calling. 4 of 5 independents know who they're voting for in the governor's race. That one, like me, I don't know if I want to vote for either. All right, so far we've taken 3 calls. 1 will leave it blank, 2 for Hobbs. Nothing for Lake yet.
Eric in Phoenix, who are you voting for?
Yeah, hi. I kind of agree with that last caller. I'll be voting against Carrie Lake for Hobbs because she's too delusional. And I'd rather have somebody who plays it safe than somebody who just has a delusional worldview.
Gotcha.
All right, there you go. Fantastic. There you go.
Now, remember, these are 5 random calls. Nobody was screened. We put their name up and where they're calling from, and that's how we do 5 spot. We don't ask a single question off the air. So it's
as random as you can get.
It's as random as you can get.
John in Glendale.
Who are you voting for governor?
Or who are you voting
against?
Hey, guys,
I like the response of that last caller, but that doesn't mean I'm voting for Hobbs.
Okay.
That's just... I was never a Democrat, and now I know why. But Carrie Lake, crazy Carrie Lake, no way.
So what does that mean? You staying out of things? You're not going to vote, or are you going to vote for Hobbs?
I'm probably going to stay out of this one.
Okay.
All right. Cool. Fantastic. Yeah,
there's no good choice here.
Gotcha. Yeah,
this is the best bad option, I think, is what
this is very telling. This is very telling. So just on our five spot, five random calls, all are independent
this
callers.
This poll's probably as good as the other poll out there.
Three out of five say, I'm voting for Hobbs. And I don't think any of them really like her.
No. They said they were voting against Carrie Lake.
Two out of the five calls say they're going to leave it blank. But no one said Carrie Lake. Doesn't mean that's... You can't. We're not saying to write this five spot into stone, and it is that. But it is telling that it was Hobbs 3, and I'm not voting at all 2. Very interesting.